This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Many clean energy initiatives across the country have been hit hard with federal funding freezes and abrupt cuts in recent months. But two villages in Alaska are considering a project that would harness the energy of ocean waves, potentially for the first time in the U.S. Ayolna Naiden with the Alaska Desk has more.
Waves gently hit the shores of Kachemak Bay as ravens croak above on a cloudy night in July. The small village of Port Graham is nested here at the southern tip of the Kenai Peninsula. The village may soon convert wave energy into electricity. Danielle Malchev is the first chief of Port Graham.
I have a lot of hope that this is going to be something great for our community.
Chugachmut is a consortium that serves native tribes, including Port Graham and its neighbor, Nanwalik. The consortium announced it had partnered with an Australia-based company, Carnegie Clean Energy, in May. Carnegie has several wave energy projects across the world, but this would be the company's first commercial installment in the U.S. That's according to Louise Richardson, Carnegie's commercial analyst.
One thing at Carnegie that we hope our technology will be able to service in the future is remote communities and isolated communities that might not have access to other forms of renewable energy options.
Port Graham and Nanwalik have no roads connecting them to the rest of the state. Energy costs there are high because the villages are at the edge of the grid and diesel for a backup generator comes on a barge. The electrical lines running from Homer are several decades old, don't have enough capacity, and are unreliable. Malchev says the village loses power several times a month in winter and once every few months in summer.
We have to use satellite phones if our power is out, which isn't very convenient when you're trying to relay and talk to doctors in the ER and you're dealing with a patient.
Malchev says more reliable electricity from wave energy could solve some of those issues. And ideally, the villages can sell any extra energy back to the grid and use that revenue on healthcare and education. The plan is to place a wave energy device offshore from Port Graham. Permitting, testing, and installation of the project might take close to 5 years. In Anchorage, I am Alona Naiden.
Back in February, President Trump tapped a Navajo man to become the next Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, the nominee is one step closer to being sworn in as a top-ranking official, second only to Interior Secretary Doug Burgum.
William Billy Kirkland III was Special Assistant to the President and Deputy Director of Intergovernmental Affairs during Trump's first term. In his recent Senate confirmation hearing, Kirkland took credit for helping Trump establish Operation Lady Justice, a federal task force on missing and murdered indigenous peoples, and for inviting the Navajo Code Talkers to the Oval Office.
I think that President Trump and Secretary Burgum love and appreciate and respect Indian country. I think they care.
New Mexico Senator Ben Ray Lujan disagreed.
Do you think the administration cutting billions from national programs that support Indian country, Native American communities' lives lives up to America's trust responsibility?
Sir, I look forward, once confirmed, to working with you, your staff, this committee, and most importantly, tribal leaders, to prioritize the money that Congress appropriates for the Office of Indian Affairs to make sure it's best and most wisely invested.
If confirmed, Kirkland would be responsible for upholding tribal trust and treaty obligations on behalf of the federal government. The Senate's August recess may be canceled to finish confirming dozens of Trump nominees. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.